Hello, Monica.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, it's Laura with Local Splash. I'm sorry for the
confusion
on the transfers. I don't know what happened. I was like, oh, no, it's quiet. I don't know if you could have heard me or not.
No, I couldn't, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I called you back. My name is Laura. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. And I see that you guys have been in business already for about 2 years. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Ah, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you guys?
Business is good. It was booming. Right now, we're having a little bit of a, I don't know what's going on. If it's just in general, everything is just slowing down. We've been like that for about probably 3 weeks already.
Oh,
so it's like okay. We're trying to figure out what's going on, you know, and trying to bring in more sales and stuff because it's not normal for us to be like this dead for 3 weeks already.
Has anything changed? Have you guys done anything different?
No, nothing. It's just apps that we use for some reason. We used to get really good apps, and I think it's just maybe a catch is what I'm seeing. You know, you get really good leads and stuff for some certain apps that we use, and it's like everything's changed so far now. It's like we're not getting any new leads, and we're trying to figure out what happened. Where's the hiccup at?
Yeah. What do you guys currently use for, like, marketing or to get new clients?
We are using apps right now, for example, Yelp and Thumbtack.
Okay.
Those are the only two. We had more, but we discontinued those just because we weren't getting good leads. And the two best ones we had were Yelp and Thumbtack, and now I think it's narrowed down, too, that, you know, they're not offering or giving us what, you know, they were before.
Yeah. And they're technically considered directories as well. So
yes.
For people to find you, they have to go on that website to find you. So that could possibly have something to do with it as well. We do things
right.
A little bit different. So the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with anybody else that does what you do in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with first page placement. Are you somewhat familiar with that term?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. The way that it works is you get approximately 15 keywords, and these keywords are going to be of services that you offer. So if somebody in your area looks up one of these keywords online, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where that local map section is. Do you know what area I'm talking about?
Yes, when you start something, it pops, whatever listing pops up first, whatever company actually. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we put you up there right where your competitors are as well. So, you know, 9 out of 10 people when they use Google or when they're searching for something, they use Google. And 90% of those people, they pick a company that's on the first page. So I'm sure you could see how that could bring in more clients for you, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We make sure to cover all bases. So we take care of Yahoo, Bing, voice recognition with Amazon Alexa, as well as Siri. And then another thing that we do that works really well are Facebook ads. Do you guys have a Facebook account by any chance?
That's funny because actually we do, but we have been struggling to fix that. We've been trying to do marketing on air, and I guess maybe we're just old school. I don't know. We haven't had Facebook for years, and we decided to open it because of the business, but I don't think we still have it quite set up the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, no worries. I don't use social media myself, so I understand.
Yeah, we prefer to stay away from it. We just use it because of the business.
Exactly. Well, it's perfect because we could definitely help you out on that end. You know, we are partnered with Google and partnered with Meta, so that's how we can get your results. For Facebook ads, we do direct target marketing. So we only target the people that are already actively searching for your services. And we do also target location, income level, as well as age group. So it doesn't matter how many calls you get either or how many jobs you receive. It's all included in the monthly service, and there's no contract. So it's a flat rate of $249 per month. There's no taxes or hidden fees on that either. You do have a one-time setup fee of $99 to get all of your programming set up. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay. Hold on, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and also I got one question. For example, when you do the Google, right, are we going to pop up all over or just Mesquite? Because that's my big issue right there.
So the way that Google works, since it's a local listing, it'll pop up. It really depends on how big the city is, but it could go anywhere. It's an average of like 10 to 15 mile radius. Now, for Facebook ads, though, that covers you at a longer distance. It covers you at approximately 50-mile radius. So that's why we like doing the combination of both. Even if it's over the 50 miles, we still can target certain cities. It really just depends how you want your campaign to run. What are you looking for?
Well, everything we have right now is within a 50-mile radius. Because I know we currently use Town Square for our website, but it's a dispute that I've had with them multiple times, and I'm actually looking to make a change also with them, is that they're determined to have me in Mesquite. And my, to be honest with you, my work does not come from Mesquite. Like, we don't. And if we get it, it's because of a client that we have that's a real estate that gives us the work here in Mesquite. Otherwise, that we have customers call us from Mesquite and hire us to do work, no. And our preference is to be out of Mesquite, you know, Frisco, the Plano area, Richardson, Fort Worth, Irving, you know, those are the areas that we get hit with business instead of Mesquite. For some reason, we just don't get hit in Mesquite.
Well, the way that we would actually structure that, because when we start setting up your account, I do ask you what locations you're trying to target. So you can either pick county, you can pick zip codes, or you can pick cities. And those are the ones that we target.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was just talking to my husband as well. You know, we're going back and forth. We both discuss it and make the final decision. So you said it's $240 what a month?
It's $348 today. That's to get the programming and set you up for the month. And then after that, it's just $249. So that price does not change. Now, I do want to go over the timeline with you as well, so we are, completely transparent with it. So it takes approximately from when you sign up about 3 days. We're going to set up a time for our onboarding team to give you a call. They're going to go over everything in detail, exactly how you want your campaign to look. Then it takes approximately 5 to 7 days. We're going to get a dashboard set up. This dashboard is going to show you all of your results, how many people have been looking for you, the location these people are looking for you, how many calls you have received. All of that is tracked. Then it takes 7 to 14 days to see those Facebook ads set up for you. Now, for first page placement, you're going to be looking at 30 to 45 days. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin. They do need to verify everything, make sure. Actually, it looks like you have already a Google business profile.
Yep,
right?
We do.
Okay, that's good. So that actually gets the process to be a little bit quicker on that end. Now, it looks like for the Google business profile, you have pictures up already, so that's great. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And you have good amount of reviews. See, this is great for your guys' campaign. Okay, I've had customers who've been in business for 30, 45 years, and they only have like one review.
Oh, my God.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
We try to get our clients to, review us, when possible. So,
we We also provide you a review tracker, so you're going to be able to track all of your reviews on the app, and you can also respond on the app, and it also gives you a little URL that you can provide all of your customers, and all they have to do is click on the URL, and they just leave you a review. It makes it really simple. But okay. Regardless, yeah, so it's the first page placement takes about 30 to 45 days. We do like to under-promise and over-deliver. But after that, we do maintain your first page placement.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's shown and you can Google, you know, because right now that's what issues we're having is that, you know, the people who did our website and all that state that they're associated with all that, you know, Google, Yelp, and all that. But we're not seeing results, to be honest with you. Before, when we used to search our company, we would find it here in Mesquite, and now we're actually not listed there. So it's like, what's going on? Where did y'all move us to, you know? And I'm paying this amount of money, you know. I might as well go back to my website at $25 a month, you know, if they're not helping me with not really much, you know. You're investing so much money on them, and you're not seeing results, you know. And we just want to see results, you know. If I don't make money, y'all can't make money. That's just how it is, you know, because in order for me to make money and continue paying y'all, I have to have business coming in.
So let me ask you, the website that you currently have now, are you paying for that, like, on a monthly basis?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yep. So this is an option, okay? And this is completely up to you if you want to take that option or not. We offer websites as well and maintaining the website, and I can include it in for you free at cost, and you can just stop paying this company.
Really?
Yeah.
That is like awesome. That would be really great then, because we would avoid that fee from them. So that would be really, really, really awesome.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'll do that, and then you just cancel with them, because that's not an issue on our end. And let me make sure I have all of your information correct. Let me see here. Monica, I have to ask, everybody spells their name differently. I have your spelling, M-O-N-I-C-A. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your last name?
It's Agapito, A-G-A-P-I-T-O.
I'm going to repeat that, A-G-A-P-I-T-O. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what is your email address?
Our email is servicedepartmentusaelectric@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, is this going to be the phone number that you want your clients to call you in as well?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, I have business name is USA Electric, two words, right?
USA Electric, yeah. I don't know if you have to put LLC. We always
let me put LLC because I do see it on there, so let's leave it there.
Okay.
And then for address, I have the P.O. Box 852415 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185, correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We just don't want to get the home address.
No, it's understandable. You can also hide the address if you'd like to hide it. I mean, it's...
Oh, really?
You can.
Okay. I mean, if we could just... I don't know how to mess with it unless you are the ones who can keep sight of all of that, because I don't want to go in there and touch something and then I put it in and our address pops up. So I prefer to keep it away.
I'll put it in the notes, our account manager. Okay. They do end up getting access to your Google business profile, so they make sure to update things for you on there. So if you need to, if you've got to change something, they can do it for you. It's not a problem.
Perfect. That's good.
Now, for authorized users, I have you on there. Do you want to put your husband?
Yes. It'd be me or my husband. Mm-hmm.
And what is your husband's name?
Archangel, A-R-C-A-N. G-E-L, same last name.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, for keywords that are most searched in your area, the account manager is going to go over that information with you when they give you a call to go over everything. But what I'm going to get briefly is services that you offer. So if you just want to name a few for me.
Okay, so it would be electrician, upgrade panel, or panel upgrade, I guess. I don't know however you want to put it.
I've heard more panel upgrades, so let's do that one.
Okay, perfect. Let me see, hold on, what else? Hold on. Lighting installation.
Lighting installation?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What else? Outlets and switches.
Okay.
Wiring.
Okay. Another one that I've heard is a panel upgrade. Or not panel upgrade. Oh, you already said that one. Panel upgrade is that box, right, that goes on the outside?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, okay.
They have there's other boxes, but that could be included with a panel upgrade or sub-meter or disconnect. All that goes with the panel.
Okay.
We do commercial also and residential. What other keywords? Light fixtures. Oh, we do EV chargers, the outlets for the chargers.
Okay.
Generators. What else? I said wiring, right? Wiring.
Yes, I got, so far I got electrician, panel upgrade, lighting installation, outlets, switches, wiring, commercial electrician, EV chargers, sorry about that, and generators.
Uh-huh. You did put residential also? Residential?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's
good. Okay.
Technically already on there.
Okay. Let's see. Ceiling fans.
Okay.
I know we get a lot of those.
Ceiling, I would assume,
fans,
so.
Chandeliers.
Chandeliers. Chandeliers as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We do also landscaping lights.
Okay.
What else would be another one that hits?
If you come up with any more when they call you, you can also add on to it. It's not a problem on that end.
Okay.
They call you within an hour window, and it's about a 45 minute to an hour call. They do go over everything, like how you want your website to look as well.
Okay.
So what does your availability look like? I think we have some time. We have some time today, tomorrow, or even the day after if need be.
If you do today, what time do you have available?
Your time right now is 9:49, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we have between 12 and 1 your time. Also between 3 and 4 your time.
Okay.
And between 4 and 5 your time. And then tomorrow we have a lot of availability, so if you want to do tomorrow or even, you know, the day after, it's fine.
We could go ahead and do today between 12 and 1. That would be perfect. I go eat lunch with my son at 11, so
okay,
I'll be
perfect.
Home by that time.
Okay, so between 12 to 1. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to send you the Google invite when we're off the phone as well, okay? So
okay.
If you need to change anything, you can always respond to it, or you can also text me. I'm actually going to send you right now our office line, so you can save that, and it also has my direct extension, so you can also give me a call if you
okay,
if you need to reach me for whatever reason. Okay. Now let me see what other information I need. Okay, so are you guys licensed and insured?
Oh yes, you might want to put that.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I always
we
like
are
to
licensed.
Ask. You'd be surprised. some industries that they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, no, no. We have that. We have all that.
Now, for you did say that you have a Facebook page, right, but you're still trying to set that up?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we have it set up, but I don't know what else to do anymore because I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know if I even did it right, to be honest with you. I mean, but we do have it set up.
Okay. Okay. So when they call you, do you know how to get the URL to the website? It's very simple.
You know, that's a funny question. I tried to the other day because it was asking it for something else, and I did not know how. I did not know how to get up there.
It's okay. I was about to say, I know it's very simple, but it can get very complicated. So I'll put it down on the notes, too. So one of our account managers, what they can do is they can just help you out with getting the URL so we can get that started for you.
Okay.
We're going to do a website. Now, this is included in the cost. It's completely up to you if you want to add it. Our websites are secure. So you do have the option of your having payment integration on your website, which means that your clients can pay for your services online. Some people like that feature. Some people don't. Would you like to add it?
How does that work if they pay, like, if they decide they want to go ahead and pay through there?
So what I'm going to put on the notes, I'm going to put to, for them to kind of explain to you a little bit more
yes.
in detail how it works. So let
yeah.
me put that down. So please explain more. And then
yes.
The domain that you have, the website that you have, the domain, is it from the company or did you purchase the domain? For
no, I purchased it.
Okay, so you do have a domain. All right, that's
mm-hmm.
good. Now, this is another feature that we offer is the call tracking, which is great because it records all of your calls. It also minimizes spam calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it works is there's going to be a phone number that you're going to give all of your clients, or it's going to be, that's the phone number that's going to be online for them to call you. It still goes
mm-hmm.
directly to your phone, though, but it tracks
mm-hmm.
all of the calls. Would you like to add that feature? It's included.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the app, I'll include that in there as well so you have complete access to everything on there.
Okay.
And then for specific target cities or counties or zip codes, what would you like to pick?
It would be, hold on, let me see, hold on.
Yes.
Okay, so one would be McKinney.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you let me get the spelling correct on everything as well? okay,
hold on,
can you? Okay,
hold on. I'm gonna pull up our territories that we know that hit. That's where we've been getting business.
Okay.
So it is McKinney, Texas.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on. Allen, Texas.
Like the spelled just like the name, Allen?
Uh-huh. A-L-L-E-N.
Okay.
We get Flower Mound, Texas.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Uh-huh. Sure can. F-L-O-W-E-R. And then Mound, separate. M-O-U-N-D, Texas.
Okay.
And then we have Little Elm.
Little Elm?
Uh-huh. The Colony? Saxby?
Let me get the spelling of that as well, please.
Saxby, uh-huh. S-A-C-H-S-E.
Okay, got it.
Uh-huh. Plano?
Okay, I know that one.
North Richland Hills.
Okay, North Richland Hills.
Uh-huh. Wiley.
Wiley, let me get the spelling of that, please.
Uh-huh. W-Y-L-I-E.
Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh. Louisville.
Like the city in, like Louisville, or how do you spell it?
It's L E
WISVILLE.
Okay.
And then Irving.
Okay, I know that one.
Hurst.
Hurst, H with an H?
Uh-huh, H-U-R-S-T.
Okay. Grapevine, like,
grape and then vine.
Okay, perfect. And hold on, let me make sure I got the Hurst. Can you spell the Hurst one more time,
uh-huh.
please?
It's H-U-R-S-T.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then we got grapevine. Give me one.
Uh-huh. Frisco.
Frisco, like San Francisco, kind of?
Uh-huh. F-R-I-S-C-O.
Okay.
Did I give you Fort Worth?
No, I haven't got that one.
Okay. Fort Worth.
Okay. All right.
Euless.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Uh-huh. It's E-U-L-E-S-S.
Okay, got that down. All right, perfect.
Okay, Dallas.
Okay. All right.
Coppell, C-O-P-P-E-L-L.
Okay.
Carrollton. That one's C-A-R-R-O-L-L-T-O-N.
Okay, give me one second. C-A-R-L-L-O-T-O-N?
Uh-huh. C-A-R-R-O-L-L-T-O-N.
All right, perfect. Got that one down. Is there any others?
I have Bedford, Texas.
Okay.
Arlington.
Okay.
Oh, which other one? You can do DeSoto.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Uh-huh. D-E-S-O-P-O.
Okay.
And then Lancaster.
Okay.
And I think I want to say that's it. Those are the areas we know we get hit a lot. Garland. I forgot to do Garland.
Garland, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Did I give you Lake Dallas?
No, I have not heard that one.
Okay. Yep, Lake Dallas.
Okay. All right, perfect. Anything else?
Nope, I believe that's it for right now. If I come up with something else that I'm missing, maybe, then I'll let you know. Otherwise, I think we're good.
Okay, perfect. Now, for hours of operation, what date and times are you open?
Okay, we're open Monday through Saturday from 7 to 6.
Okay, and then on Sunday, are you closed?
Yes, on Sunday we're closed, and then, of course, when I guess our act is like holidays also.
Perfect. Now, the car that you're going to use, is it under your name or your husband's name?
No, it's under my husband, the company.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, it's under the company's name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's his, but with a company's register with the company also.
Okay. And the billing address on the card, is it the P.O. Box, the 85241?
No, it's the 75149.
The P.O. Box 75149?
No, our card, you said?
Yes.
No, it's with the zip code 75149. It's with our physical address.
Oh, okay. Let me get the whole address then, please.
Yep. It's 122 Wilderness Trail, Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
And Wilderness Trail, I'm assuming, is two separate words, right?
Wilderness is one, and then trail.
Okay. All right. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's going to be Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready whenever you
are. Okay. 4427-4221-2680-5806.
Okay, and then the expiration?
It's 0926.
And the security code?
Uh-huh, it's 117.
Let me actually, I'm going to put down your husband's name on there. Now we're going to also go through a voice verification before I charge your card. Everything's
okay.
Going to be sent to you as well in writing through email and text.
Okay.
Okay. We're updating that. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's to make sure that you know that it's us that's giving you a call.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, not some random company trying to take business from you.
Yeah.
You have three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go ahead and do our first pet name.
Okay. And what was their name, or is their name, sorry?
Uh-huh. It's Bella.
Oh, nice name. Okay. Now. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go through the voice verification. So
okay.
If you have any questions or any type of concerns or anything that you want me to clear up, please just stop me and let me know that you need me to clear it up. All of this
okay.
is going to be recorded as well for your protection.
Okay.
Now, welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and its added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay.
The name of your company.
Oh, I'm sorry. USA Electric, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
It's Monica Agapito, office manager / owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we're providing you this security question as well, so you know
good.
It's us that's calling you. Now,
that's
do you
brilliant.
Agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, what was that again? I got distracted.
No, it's okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, $829,
okay.
And the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent any charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Now, what was the charge for today, you said?
It's $348 today. That includes all of your setup to get the programming,
perfect.
And then it's just $249 after that.
40. Got it. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And now you're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. So sometimes it takes the system a little bit to send it through.
And I think I did receive one from you.
You got one from me. That's our office line. So just save that number as well. We're always going to be calling you from
perfect.
That office number.
Okay,
and then
good.
That's how you would get in contact with us as well. And then you should be receiving it. Let me see if you've got it. Yet.
And what's the business called again? I'm sorry.
We are called Local Splash.
Local Splash?
Splash, like a splash of water. Yes.
Oh,
you're
going to
be receiving.
Okay.
You're going to be receiving all of that through email and text message as well. We've been a business already for 18 years, so we've been doing this for quite some time.
Nice. Okay, nice. That's good.
Let me see. Should be sending it to you soon.
Okay, I did get another one.
Oh, you did. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, it's showing it on my end. So I'm going to send you over the link for the terms and conditions as well. And that's
okay.
Basically going to go over everything that we went over, which is letting you know what we're going to do. We're going to do, actually, let me send it to you right now so I can go over it with you. I just sent you over the link. So if you open up the link that goes
nice.
Over the terms and conditions, it's basically letting you know what we're going to do for you, which we're going to, that Google Business Profile, we're going to optimize it for you, directory submission, the Facebook ads, and the Facebook business page thing there. Breaks down the payment as well, exactly what we went over, which is going to be the $249 every month after this month.
Okay.
Also, if you guys get very busy and you need to pause your leads, you can always do that. Just give us a call to pause your service. There's no issue doing that. It also goes over the cancellation there, which you can cancel at any time, just 3 days before your next billing is due. And the only thing I need you to do is click on that little box that says I certify. And then just type in your name at the bottom. So, well, your husband's name.
Okay.
Type in your husband's name. The way that it looks, just like that with the capital letters, and then just confirm the signature.
Okay, got it. And then it says I got to create a username, right, to log in?
Yeah, we're actually going to take care of that for you. That's going to be your dashboard. So that's going to be taken care of in the next few days.
Okay,
I have you down for a call today between 12 to 1. I'm going to send over that Google invite. And as long as I'm available, I'm going to be the one that introduces you over the phone to the account manager. But if I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, sounds perfect. I am super excited. I hope this works out.
Me too. And we'll keep in touch, okay? So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out.
Okay, sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Monica. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.